This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn. Today, I'm going to tell you about two outstanding organizations. The first features an innovative approach to child development, counseling, and parenting that is based on a well-established theory called intraphysic humanism. That theory is that everyone is born happy and with a desire for well-being and positive relationships, and that there are specific ways to foster this innate well-being and avoid the pitfalls of negative life choices. The other organization is one of the oldest and most successful in the entire country and features a Chicago branch that has just added five new locations to their repertoire. We will tell you a little bit about the new locations and how you can help mentor the youth in the city of Chicago. We now welcome Dr. Carla Beatrice, the Vice President of Clinical Programs for Smart Love Family Services. She joins me now on Score Values. Dr. Beatrice, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
We're delighted to have you. And why don't I just start by giving you the floor to tell us a little bit about what you all do at Smart Love Family Services?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So Smart Love Family Services is a not-for-profit organization in Chicago. We have offices in Oak Park and Logan Square. And one of our programs is the Natalie G. Heineman Preschool. And then we also have an outpatient mental health clinic, and that's the main program that I run and oversee. And in that program, we provide mental health services to people of all ages, but one of our specialties is working with children and families. So there's a lot of children that come to us who are suffering from things, you know, such as anxiety, depression, bullying, substance abuse. There's been recently a real mental health crisis with youth in particular. And so we provide counseling services to, just help children feel happier and take better care of themselves. And also we give a lot of parent support to help parents navigate the stresses of parenting. So that's the main work we do.
Dr. Beatrice, I know there's a lot of us, especially in our 30s, 40s, and above, that'll look and say, oh, children have it so great these days. But then when you think about it, on the surface, how ridiculous of a statement that is.
Yeah.
The pandemic. Them missing school, a lot of children, a record amount, saying they don't feel safe at school, social media, where bullying can go home with them. How important is it now more than ever to address, as you said, the public health crisis of children's mental health issues?
Yeah, well, Alex, you capture it so well, really, so accurately, because, you know, obviously children these days have some benefits, right? There's some really good things about technology and social media. It's not all bad, right? So there's some positive, but overall, you're absolutely right that I think the stress that children are under today is far different. And many children have a lot of challenges and reactions trying to navigate all the stressors that come with social media, that come with trying to manage everything that they see on the news and, with their electronics and screen time, right? So, and you mentioned the pandemic, and one of the things that I see, so I've been a clinical child psychologist for over 25 years, and since the pandemic, the rate of young children in particular coming into our clinic, it has just skyrocketed. So recently, our biggest referral is like 4 to 6-year-olds, right? So they were all like born during the pandemic. Those children coming to us that have really extreme like meltdowns and also suicidal thoughts. And that is not something that we ever saw. I mean, there was a percentage of kids that could present with that, right? But the numbers of kids that are coming in with those issues has really increased. And I think it is all the negative effects of the pandemic, right? The stress for families, them losing time with, the kids now that are in school, right? Losing time with peer socialization. And for parents are so stressed these days with just navigating parenting in general, but then on top of all the other issues going on, right? Like the financial crisis, inflation, and also having to manage the challenges around electronics and social media, right? That can be very difficult for parents to know how to manage and navigate that. So you hit the nail on the head. So how important it is, it's essential. I mean, what we say to families when they bring their children to us is that it's an absolute sign of strength to bring your child for help, right? To know when we need help. We all need help some of the time. So to identify that as a strength, it is not something to be ashamed of. And it really helps people, right? It really works. Like our therapists are highly trained. We provide high quality mental health services, and children end up feeling a lot happier and supported, and they end up coping in much more constructive ways than when they started therapy. So it's very, very helpful and very beneficial.
Dr. Carla Beatrice, the Vice President of Clinical Programs for Smart Love Family Services, joining me this morning on Score Values. And Dr. Beatrice, you mentioned the families, and I know that one of the services that you offer is parent coaching and counseling. How beneficial can that be? You mentioned the families. They're going through, parents go through their own stuff, but on top of that, being able to cater to a child who may be experiencing some of these thoughts that you mentioned.
Yeah. So your question is, how do we support the parents?
Right.
Yeah. So we really, one of our mottos is there's no judgment here. So we really welcome parents to come in and be very open about the stresses that they may be feeling, that they may be going through, the challenges that they're feeling, navigating, like working with their child. Parents can have a lot of negative emotions, anger, frustration towards their children. And there's no judgment. So we provide a safe space for parents to, first of all, be able to unload, right, and talk about what they're going through. That's our focus. We don't just focus on the child. We give them support. And as we support them and care for them in that way, Alex, they're better able to do that for their child, right? And then if there is, the more serious issues, such as a child getting to the point of having suicidal feelings, we provide a lot of resources and additional support to make sure that the child is getting the care that they need so that they stay safe. Right. So we have that expertise to help the parents navigate that. And then we teach parents how to respond to children in ways that are going to actually promote the child's level of inner happiness and their core self-worth so that they can make better decisions because they feel better on the inside. So we use an approach called Smart Love. It's a specific parenting approach that I highly recommend. It's very accurate, and it helps parents respond in ways that are developmentally appropriate and sensitive, meeting the needs of the child where they're at and keeping the relationship, the warmth and love of the relationship with the parent available, even when they have to regulate behavior. So keeping the relationship close that they have with their child, because that's the most important thing for the child, is how the parent is caring for them and feeling about them. So we provide the necessary support for parents to be able to respond kind of from their heart, provide those, nurturing responses to help the child get through hard times.
Who's eligible for your services?
So anybody can come to our clinic and we provide the whole gamut of services, right? So adults can come for individual therapy, for parent guidance, family therapy, and then again, like I said, children and adolescents. We do accept insurance, so we accept private insurance plans such as Blue Cross Blue Shield. We do have an annual fundraiser gala that's coming up, that we have that event every year so that we can raise scholarship funds in order to help families who cannot afford the services. So for example, some families, even when they have insurance, they need help with their co-pays. Like we have some families that come in and they might be bringing two or three children for services, or they're coming in for parenting. And many families struggle with just even making the co-pays, because now the co-pays have increased quite a bit. So an average co-pay back in the day might have been $10. Sometimes now it's $25 or $50. So we have an annual fundraiser where we raise scholarship dollars, and families can apply for scholarship, and we help them offset the cost of the services.
So that gala is coming up on March the 8th, correct?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I was going to ask, how can folks donate and get involved in your organization?
Yes, thank you. That's terrific. So the way that people can donate and get involved is if you go to our website, which is smartlovefamily.org, there's an events page, and that will bring up the information on the upcoming gala. And then also there's a donate button. So folks can go up and on the website and donate. Any amount helps us. So for example, even just a donation of $50 would help a family be able to attend a couple sessions. And then we also currently are looking for people to join our associate board and our board of directors. So anybody that has an interest in child mental health or early preschool education, we would love to talk with you and see if it could be a good fit.
Dr. Carla Beatrice, the Vice President of Clinical Programs for Smart Love Family Services, joining me this morning on Score Values. And Dr. Beatrice, other than the gala, do you guys host any other types of community outreach events throughout the year?
We do. So we have other little fundraisers that we do along the way. So those, again, as those become available, that's listed on our website as well. So anybody who's interested would be able to find them out there. We also are on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram. So people could search Smart Love Family Services and Smart Love Preschool and follow us. We would love to have you follow us. And the last thing I would say in terms of community outreach, one program that we are looking to find grant funding for or extra donations for is a program that's at HEPZIBAH, which is a child welfare organization. We are currently providing a parent support group and a child youth group for families who are at risk. They are currently have involvement with Department of Children and Families and Services. And so they are, the goal of the program is to keep the family intact, the families intact. So they've had some involvement with DCFS due to some challenges with parenting. And so we go to the HEPZIBAH location, and we provide a parent support group to help the parents in terms of managing their stress and frustration in more constructive ways and improve their parenting. And we have had such great success. The last group we did, we had 20 parents and 50 children. But we are donating that service. It's 100% pro bono. So we're currently looking for funds to help support us keep it going. We're getting really positive feedback from the parents. We have a lot of repeat customers coming in, letting us know that they don't feel judged, they feel supported, and finding that they're responding to their children in more positive, constructive ways, and noticing that their children are feeling happier and responding in more positive ways as well. So that's a special program that we would love to get some support.
So if people would like to support Smart Love Family Services or learn more about your organization, one more time, Dr. Beatrice, the website.
Yeah, it's www.smartlovefamily.org.
Dr. Carla Beatrice, the Vice President of Clinical Programs for Smart Love Family Services, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Well, thank you, Alex.
The organization Big Brothers Big Sisters is getting, well, bigger. The 120-year-old organization is expanding throughout the Chicago area. In the past month, Big Brothers Big Sisters has already opened four of their five new offices. They're now in Northwest Indiana, Southland, and there's one coming to Lake County soon.
That audio you heard, courtesy of CBS 2 News. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Metropolitan Chicago is an organization that looks to serve and mentor the youth by matching young people with mentors volunteering from around the city. They, of course, as you heard, are adding five more locations, four of which have opened here in 2024. We now welcome Jeremy Foster to Score Values. Jeremy is the president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metropolitan Chicago. And big news going on for you guys, Jeremy. And why don't we start with you telling us a little bit about the expansion. Five new locations opening up around the Chicagoland area for your organization.
Yeah, the expansion's been part of our Drive for Five initiative to strategically grow the organization to have more presence in our neighborhoods, in our communities, because we serve such a vast service area. And so Drive for Five is our plan to reach 5,000 children annually. So having these regional offices and having regional leaders responsible for, you know, our communities helps us better serve and reach our communities.
Yeah, and sort of piggybacking off of that, Jeremy, I was going to ask you about your needs as an organization. What are your biggest needs moving forward here in 2024?
Yeah, our greatest needs, of course, are volunteers. We always need dedicated, caring adults that want to be part of young people's lives in a very fun, engaging, super impactful way that, of course, littles, as we call them, benefit tremendously, but so do the adults that participate. So we certainly need caring volunteers. And we also need children and families that want to partner with us as well, because we serve such a vast service area. Oftentimes it's hard to reach and get out to families. So we want to let them know too, that we're here to help. That's something that has kind of lingering effect of COVID, is families not really knowing what services and organizations are still there to help support.
Jeremy Foster, the president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metropolitan Chicago, joining me this morning on Score Values. And Jeremy, you mentioned mentors and bigs, as you call them. What type of commitment are you asking for from them?
Yeah, so it's a couple times a month. When you become a big brother or big sister, you're committing to showing up and hanging out with a child a couple times a month. That's how we put that. So highly flexible. And we ask that, you know, each time you see your little, you're engaging in, you know, fun activities, meaningful activities that we help support you with and give you some coaching and guidance on. And oftentimes we provide some of those opportunities, whether it's going to a Bulls Bears game or, you know, going to a museum and taking advantage of all the cultural amenities that Chicago offers. You know, we encourage you to do those things and support you along the way. And we ask you to make a year commitment to that young person, because it's takes a little bit of time, as we all know, to build a truly meaningful, long-lasting relationship.
Jeremy, when you have people who come in to the program who are maybe on the fence about being a mentor, how often is it that maybe a year or two in, they're talking about how rewarding of an opportunity it is?
Happens all the time. 100% of the time. I'm not exaggerating either. It's funny, you know, because our time is so limited, right? It's our most valuable asset. That's the number one thing when somebody's considering to become a big. It's like, you know what? I don't want to let the child down. And right. It just seems like such a commitment. Once they're matched, it's the exact opposite. So they're like, you know what? It's actually not as much as I thought it was, because A, you're having an awesome time, and B, your little becomes just part of who you are in your routine. So, you know, you're going to go get groceries, right? Pick up your little. Go hang out. It's the conversation, you know, the car ride to the store, you know, what you're talking about while you're walking around. It's those little things that consistency over time adds up, and where you build this truly amazing, long-lasting, super impactful relationship with this young person, which, again, brings tremendous value and happiness to your life.
Jeremy Foster, the president and CEO of Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Metropolitan Chicago, joining me this morning on Score Values. And Jeremy, for those who do apply to become a mentor, what does that matchmaking process look like?
Yeah, it's a very thoughtful process, because obviously child safety is number one. So we really get to know our volunteers and our children and families as much as we can, because when we're going through this process, yes, we want to make sure it's safe. We also want to make sure it's a match made to last. So we're really talking to you, getting to know you. What's your personality? What are your preferences? What are those things you like to do? We're doing the same thing with the child, so that when we match you right? There's that instant kind of connection, that common ground. That's awesome to see once a big and a little meet each other for the first time. So we're very thoughtful and very thorough in that process, as it should be, because like I said, child safety is our number one priority. But that's also what allows us to make a really solid, long-lasting match. You know, our average match length is around 3 years. So when you think about that amongst the thousands we serve, that's pretty incredible. And, I mean, it's not uncommon to see 10-year-plus, you know, lifelong relationships. We're certainly not asking, right, for that time, but that is what happens when you get connected to the young person.
As far as young people enrolling in your organization, Jeremy, what does that look like?
Very similar, right? So we partner with schools, other youth-serving organizations to identify young people who can benefit from having a big brother or big sister, and then, of course, work with family members, caretakers, to go through that process and sit down and really walk through, right, what this program is about, what the safety protocols are, and what are the standards of just how we go about this work to make sure this is very rewarding and impactful for their child or children. So we take a very thoughtful, thorough process there as well, just to truly understand first and foremost what the child's needs are, but then also we identify what the family needs are too, because we have a vast partnership network. So when we match a child, we're really becoming matched to the family. So even though Big Brothers Big Sisters doesn't provide all the other services that families need because of the power of these relationships, we're able to connect them to our partnership network to really support the whole family.
I understand that Big Brothers Big Sisters has three main areas of focus as far as outcomes. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, I mean, we're a metric kind of outcome driven. We look at everything, you know, qualitative and quantitative. So we have a couple of ways we do that. First, it's called strength of relationship. So we're in regular communication with the young person. We have a series of questions, right? Talking about the strength of the relationship with their big. Same thing with their big. Same thing with the family. So we can gauge how meaningful and how impactful these relationships are. And, right, where we need to jump in and give guidance and support. And we also look at length of relationship because, you know, Big Brothers Big Sisters is the most researched mentoring organization really in the world, right, on the effectiveness, random control studies that prove the effectiveness. So that's why these metrics that we use are critically important, because it allows us to see what impact we're having real time on that young person.
Jeremy Foster, the president and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metropolitan Chicago, joining me this morning on Score Values. And Jeremy, I've been to a lot of cities, and there's a Big Brothers Big Sisters in big cities, small towns, regular sized cities all over the country. The longevity, the effect, just the amount of mentors out there. Do all of those things surrounding this organization and the length of time it's been around and the effectiveness of it, does that ever amaze you?
You know, it's funny you say that. I was just part of a ribbon cutting on the south side earlier this week. That came up. And we were talking about just how this mission has been a fabric of America since 1904. And so when you have those conversations, it kind of takes you back and you step back and say how unbelievable it is. That you had a person that raised their hand and said, I care about kids, and I choose to nurture young people, and I call others to join me. And, you know, 40 volunteers in 1904 raised their hand to be in young people's lives, taking a nurturing approach, a caring approach. And that's what started this incredible movement, as you said, that's in so many communities across this country. It is. When you step back and you see it, it's pretty remarkable. It's as grassroots as it gets. You know, one individual at a time caring about their community in such a way that they want to get involved in young people's lives.
Jeremy Foster of Big Brothers Big Sisters Metropolitan Chicago joining me this morning on Score Values. And Jeremy, say that there's somebody listening right now who is maybe on the fence about becoming a mentor in your program. What would be your message to them?
I'd say just go through the process, right? Like going through the process, you're not committing to being a big, right? I just want you to go through it, learn more about what this mission is and how you can have an impact. That's all we really ask of anybody, is just inquire, go through the process, fill out an application. You can say, hey, this isn't for me quite now. And you know, some people do. Some people get through the application and then they're like, not right now. But then you know what? 6 months or a year later, they're big. So it's just taking that first step. Like you're not committing to anything by filling out an application and going through the process. We just want more people to do that, just so you could truly understand what this is. And I get it, right? We're so, you know, insular, and we're so concerned about our time. Don't let that to be a barrier to one of the most truly rewarding things that can happen to you in your life. We hear this all the time. My wife is a 5 year. She just was with her little last night celebrating 5 years together. Incredible. Wow. Don't let that get in the way of this incredible experience.
Jeremy, what sorts of events and community outreach plans do you have in store for the rest of 2024?
Yeah, we have all types of events. We have staff too, like I said, grassroots. We have staff that are out in communities, neighborhoods. We do representation events too, where we're very focused on, you know, being mindful of the backgrounds of our young people. So we try to engage our communities of where our kids are at. So we do a variety of them throughout the year.
Jeremy Foster, great stuff this morning. One more time, where folks can go to your website and learn more about your organization.
It's bbbschgo.org.
Jeremy Foster, President and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metropolitan Chicago. Thank you so much for the time this morning. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks once again to Jeremy Foster, the President and CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metropolitan Chicago, for joining me this morning to tell us a little bit about the five new locations that have popped up and are popping up around the Chicagoland area here in 2024, as well as how you can become a mentor and get involved with the organization if you choose. Just visit their website for more information. I also want to thank Carla Beatrice of Smart Love Family Services for joining me this morning. You can visit their website as well. That would be smartlovefamily.org. And for Big Brothers Big Sisters, that would be bbbschgo.org. If there's a topic you'd like to hear about on a future edition of our show, or if you'd like to share information about an upcoming charitable event, just send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. That's scorevalues670@gmail.com. I'm Alex Kuhn. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score. Have a great Sunday, everyone.